So, hey, everybody, we're back. We have a new one for you. We have one here. We have Sam Dolan back to talk about the new hit series on INSP called Into the Wild Frontier. If you want to find out more about Into the Wild Frontier, go to INSP.com. And remember, heroes live here. That's our catchphrase, heroes live here. I've got to work on my Sam Elliott voice where I can get it down and leave. You know, heroes live here. I mean, just it sounds better. It just, I love that. Heroes live here. And again, it's from the folks at INSP. And again, if you want to go back, please go back. You can find them. And if you go to INSP.com and there's a little find locator, you tap on it and if you put your zip code in, and it'll tell you all the places that you can go. Now, currently, I'm watching Into the Wild Frontier through my Roku app. It makes it free. I'm watching series 1 through 3. 4 is currently out, but if you want to go back into the archives and get caught up, especially about the topic, the man we're going to talk about today, which is Jim Beckwith, go back into the archives, however you find it, whether it's through your streaming service or through Roku, which is great, and start on. You can go Lewis. I'm into the Lewis and Clark series, which is fantastic. I just finished Daniel Boone, which was insanely great. And so I'm into Lewis and Clark, and I'm going to continue through the series, and I urge you to do so. Today we have executive producer Sam Dolan on the phone. How are you, sir?
I'm great.
You guys are killing it. You guys, your team of writers and researchers and costume and design and you and the directors and INSP, you're killing it. It's fantastic. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, no, it's it was a great experience working on the show last year when we were in production. It's a great team. And the coming episode on Jim Beckwith is a really excellent example of the result of all of that work. It's a really terrific episode.
Well, this episode coming up, when does it air?
This next episode is going to air on Sunday, March 31st on INSP. And it's called Jim Beckwith, The Long Ride. And we've actually done an episode on Beckwith previously. Back in season 1, we talked, we did a Beckwith episode where we talked a lot about his sort of origin story and how he first got to the frontier and some of his early adventures. This episode that airs on March 31st sort of picks up where that episode left off, and we carry Beckwith through the late 1830s and into the 1840s.
So why then is Jim Beckwith such a hot topic? Not in a bad way, but when you bring up Jim Beckwith on his history pages, on Facebook and the chat groups, there's a buzz about him. Like, there's people are like, oh my gosh, I love his story. He did this in California. He hiked here. This canyon's named after him. Like, why is Jim Beckwith such a, why is he?
Well, that's a great question. I would say that Beckwith is one of a handful of these mountain men characters that has a life that's just epic. I mean, most of these mountain men had incredible adventures. They did noteworthy things, or they were part of noteworthy events. But a handful of these guys, and I'm thinking of like Jim Bridger, Kit Carson, and Jim Beckwith, they had sort of epic lives. They went all over the frontier and lived for many years. Beckwith had like a 40-year experience out west. You know, he had a long life and a long and adventurous life. And he went everywhere. He was on the Northern Plains. He was in what is now Montana and Wyoming. He was known around St. Louis. He went up and down the Santa Fe Trail during the Mexican War. He went out to California multiple times. He discovered Beckwith's Pass, which became very important to the pioneers going to California later on. I mean, he just went everywhere. He had a tremendous and action-packed life. And so there's a lot to unpack and talk about with Jim Beckwith.
But This is series number two, correct? There was number one, and then number...
Well, yeah, so we did an episode on him back in season one. Now with season four, he is the focus of episode two in season four. So it's a whole other episode about Beckworth. And this episode focuses on a period where Beckworth's life was sort of defined by a series of, you know, inventing and reinventing himself. And so now Beckworth is trading among the Cheyenne and the Arapaho in the late 1830s. And then during the war with Mexico, he takes on a very tough assignment for the U.S. Army.
But you mentioned in a pre-production discussion with you and I on the phone minutes ago, and you had said that, you know, Mike, if we get into another series like series five, that you want to do another one. Like, Jim Beckworth is that big that you can't leave this topic. You can't leave him alone because he's got so much to tell.
Yes. I mean, Beckworth went to California immediately after the war with Mexico had ended, or very shortly thereafter. So he was there during the time of the California Gold Rush. Beckworth had a sort of a habit of winding up wherever the action was. And he went to California. He was a mail carrier in California. He tried his luck at a number of things. And then probably the biggest thing he did in California, undeniably, was discovering and creating a route by which the pioneers that were going to California during the late 1840s and early 1850s could go to California. He found an important trail into the state. And so he was an important trailblazer in the story of California. And I think that's very important. You know, Jim Beckworth, his life, you know, his early life, he started his life as a slave in Virginia, and he went west when he had his freedom, and he continued to reinvent himself as he found, you know, as he looked for a place for himself in the West. And as a result, he had, you know, many adventures, and he knew everybody at one time or another. He knew Jim Bridger. He knew Kit Carson. He knew Lucian Maxwell in New Mexico. Out in California, he knew a young army officer who later became famous as General William Tecumseh Sherman during the Civil War. So Beckworth was one of those Forrest Gump-like characters that went through history and had lots of encounters with very noteworthy people.
We've talked about in other podcasts in interviews regarding Into the Wild Frontier, about the difficulties of production, you know, working around water and rivers and mountains and trees and logs and bugs and animals and all that. Was there anything regarding Jim Beckworth's story that stood out that the crew had to deal with, like because he's so big and bold and there's so much to his story. Was there any difficulties in the production of this one?
I don't know if there were difficulties, but there were certainly some challenges. Some creative and logistical challenges that were unique to this episode. We were covering Beckworth in a variety of sort of regions, you know, particularly what is now Colorado and then also New Mexico. And so we needed sort of mountainous locations. We built a fort. Wow. Our production team, our production designer, Jerry Hornbaker and his team, Fritz Statler from here at Warm Springs and others all sort of banded together. And we built a log trading post up in the mountains outside of Missoula. It's a great set that we built. So that was a real effort to put that together. And then we needed locations that were reminiscent of the parts of New Mexico that Beckworth spent time in, and we found those. We have a big battle that is sort of the centerpiece of this episode. It stems from an incident that's documented that Beckworth was a part of in 1848. And so we needed to set all that up. So, yeah, a lot went into this episode, but it's a great team that puts this show together. And the actor who plays Beckworth, Joseph Callender, Joe's a great actor. He's played Beckwith in season one. He knows this guy very, very well. Joe brings a lot of humanity to his role. He has a great presence. He's a former Marine and a firefighter. He's like an action hero, Joe is. So he does a great job playing Beckwith. So this episode was a lot of fun.
Well, if you're wondering who we're talking to Sam Dolan, executive producer on the INSP series, Into the Wild Frontier, this Sunday, March 31st, I believe is it correct, March 31st, we have Jim right. Beckwith's story, The Long Ride. So you're going to want to turn into that. And if you aren't sure where to get it and you're hearing this podcast for the first time, go to INSP, INSP.com. In the upper right-hand corner, it's got a little find, a locator. You put your cursor over it, you click on it, and then you're going to put your zip code, and it's going to tell you all the places you can get INSP TV, all your streaming services, your satellite, your cable, whatever it is. For me, I'm watching The Past, season 1 through 3. If you want to get caught up with it, you can go on Roku. It's a free device. I'm watching on my mobile phone, so it's fantastic. There are just all sorts of ways to get INSP. So don't feel like you're out there and you're like, oh, my cable carrier or my satellite carrier doesn't carry it. How am I going to watch it? You can download the Roku app. That's a great way to do it and watch and get caught up with the series. It's fantastic. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, it's INSP's Into the Wild Frontier. And remember, at INSP, heroes live here. The series is cruising. Challenges like we talked about. I love the story about Joe. In other interviews and podcasts that I've done with you regarding Into the Wild Frontier, we kind of talked a little bit about the experts that when you're doing the series is playing, and then they cut to an expert, a historian that feeds us additional information. Who are we going to have on the Beckwith story?
Well, we have a number of historians that contribute to the episode on Jim Beckwith. I'm one of the people that chimes in every now and then as a historian. Paul Hutton, very well-known historian. Yeah. He's sort of a giant in the field of Old West history. He's a major contributor to the series, and so you'll see Paul comment during the show. Andrew Nelson is one of our regular contributors. He's a part of this show, Jim Cornelius and others. So we have a very diverse group of historians that weigh in. We have a member of the Pawnee Nation who makes a contribution, because what we try to do with this series is make sure that we have an indigenous voice in every of the in each of the episodes, or as often as possible, because the indigenous stories are very important to the series. We want to make sure that those groups are also well represented. So it's a really good group of historians for this episode, really for the whole season. So a lot of great information. Into the Wild Frontier is, for all intents and purposes, a scripted series. But for the audience that might be tuning in for the first time, what sets it apart from other shows is that it's sort of a docudrama. You have scripted dialogue, you have all the battle scenes that you might have in a Western, then you also have commentary by historians sort of scattered throughout the episode.
Yeah, but I like what you said about the docudrama, because there was a question in a Facebook group this morning that I saw, and I didn't know how to answer, because I think it went to the INSP page, and somebody wanted to know, is it a TV show or a movie? And in my way of answer, I didn't answer it, but the way I wanted to answer is that it's like a TV movie, because it's so good. It's got a great budget to it, which allowed you to go on scene and not shoot a lot of outdoor stuff, like on a big soundstage. It looks real, and then the makeup. Can we talk about the makeup? Like the makeup, sure, that's on the indigenous people. Like I'm watching the Lewis and Clark edition, and it's so good. Like, who does the makeup?
The head of our hair and makeup department is Nina Alviar from Missoula, and she's been a part of the show really since the first season, and she's a really important part of the production team. She takes her work very seriously, whether that's effects makeup, where you have blood and wounds and dirt and grime, and you want everybody to look like they've been living in the outdoors. And then she also takes the job of making sure that the indigenous groups are well represented, because you have different hairstyles and war paint and other things that you want to make sure are accurate. And Nina does a really good job with that.
God, it's just, it's so good. I was watching it last night and it was just so good. Just fantastic. Again, if you're wondering who we're talking to Sam Dolan, executive producer of Into the Wild Frontier. That is the hit series, a hit docudrama by INSP, and you can find it everywhere. Now, when I talk about Roku, the reason that I want to let people know, it is very easy. Now, I'm 60 years old. I'm not a young guy, but I was able to go on Roku, download it into my app store. When you get it into your app store, you're going to want to create an account. It's very easy. You're going to put your name, your email address, your age. They're going to ask some questions. Then you hit create, done. Remember your password and your email, done. And then you can go into Roku, and there's a little like a magnifying glass, and you can tap on that. And if you write into or type Into the Wild Frontier, it'll bring up INSP's Into the Wild Frontier. You can download and watch all the episodes. They're all there to get caught up. Now, there's going to be three series, and then I think there's like eight docudramas per season. That's what I meant to say, season, not series, but series. There are three seasons, and then there's all the docudramas in there. You're going to want to watch those. So if you're hearing this podcast like 6 months later or 7 months later or a year later, they're going to be there, and they're going to be there for you to get involved. And that's what I love about what INSP is doing, is that they're getting it out there. They want that docudrama to be seen. They want you to learn. They want you to learn about the characters and learn about the Western history. And that's really because of Sam Dolan and his team just doing a great job. So just like I said, just go to INSP.com, bookmark it, put it down into your taskbar. You're going to want to go to it every day. There is so much to see. Wagon Train, Bonanza, Gunsmoke, they're all playing. All your favorites are there. And that's why they say it, INSP heroes live here. I love that. Is there a takeaway? I guess I really can't do a takeaway on this one, because it's not may not be really the end. But is there a takeaway from Sunday's episode?
Well, I think that there is. I think that the episode on Jim Beckwith, and I think the audience will appreciate this once they see the episode, is that the West is a place, and as a people, we've always looked at it this way. It's a place of renewal and new opportunities. Certainly it was for Jim Beckwith, and it has been for generations of other people that have gone to the American West to reinvent themselves. And Beckwith sort of symbolizes that idea that you can leave your past behind and you can go to a new place and reinvent yourself. And who you are and how you're defined will be based on your character and what you accomplish, and not necessarily the circumstances of your past.
All right. I love that. All right, everybody, go see it. INSP.com, Into the Wild Frontier, Sam Dolan, huge. The Jim Beckwith story, you're going to want to watch it over and over again. Like you said, go back into the archives and watch the first one. This is the second one, and you're going to want to watch it and absorb it and watch it again, because it's going to be so good. I can't wait for it to come on. If you want to find my podcast, you can do so everywhere. On iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Podbean, Spotify. There's all sorts of places to find the podcast. Please leave a rating and a review. And hit that follow or subscribe button so you can know, because I'm doing podcasts all the time. We're releasing. We've got so much coming up in 2024 that I don't want you to miss a thing. And again, I want to thank Sam taking the time today to come on and talk about. And I want to thank the people at INSP who are allowing me to promote these podcasts on their Facebook page. They have been very kind, and I love them. And I'm starting to dig them because of Sam. And thank you, Sam, for the podcast and bringing this kind of history so people can view it on their mobile device or their TV and learn from it. Again, thanks a bunch. Go to INSP.com, bookmark it, and remember, heroes live here.